Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the New England Aquarium is turning 50, and they're having a big celebration all year long. To celebrate turning 50, Deb Bobeck is from the New England Aquarium. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Deb's title is Penguin Princess.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Are they the biggest straw, the penguins? Because they're right there. You walk in and they're just going at it, eating, pooping, making lots of noise.
People definitely love the penguins. They're a huge draw for us. They are just little, tiny, cute little birds, but they're actually noisy and kind of jerks.
I guess it's tough if you work there at the aquarium all day long and you hear them. Like, yeah. We go in there for a couple hours and it's great. But then you're like, oh my God, after 8 hours, you're like, I need to go home.
I went to a cocktail party there. It was lovely.
No, it's great. They're fabulous. Ooh. And they're so cute and people love to visit them. And we actually participate in a species survival program. Mm-hmm. So we're actually helping these penguins out in the wild too.
That's quick question. As Penguin Princess, do you have a tiara?
I do not have a tiara, okay. But I think they should get me one.
We should make that
yeah,
happen.
For sure.
At least with full of pebbles or something yep. like that. That's what the penguins do, right?
As long as you don't make it out of the penguin poop.
Oh.
And isn't that a fallacy that they mate for life, or is it?
No, they do mate for life. And we actually, at the aquarium, all of our penguins are tagged with bracelets on their wings.
Right.
So we know which each individual penguin is and which ones are mated with each other.
They never stray.
You're
kidding me. They don't have like polyamorous relationships.
I'm not going to say never.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you drop a dime on a penguin if you caught it cheating on another penguin?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do all the penguins have names?
They all have names, and they all the male penguins wear their bracelets on the left wing. All the female penguins wear their bracelets on their right wing, and you can remember this because women are always right.
I
see what's going on at the New England Aquarium. I love that you guys are always concerned about protecting the blue planet. I think that obviously educating people and understanding how important it is that we take care of our oceans and our waters and our sea creatures, because we need to continue living on the planet. It would be a good thing if these things were still around.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting thing about this 50th anniversary for us is this is work that we've been doing for the last 50 years, and we're just continuing to do this work where we really want people to be engaged with our oceans and our animals and understand what they can do to help protect the oceans too.
All right. Good.
So you ever found any of the animals, any of the fish that are in the aquarium? Do they ever just look out at the legal seafood that's across the street
and
like, I don't ever want to end up there?
It's terrifying.
Well, we do actually serve seafood at the aquarium. We encourage people to eat seafood. We just ask
that
you make
good
seafood choices.
Mean.
We want you to make good, sustainable seafood choices. It is part of the food web. So it's okay to eat seafood. Just make sure you know what you're eating, where it comes from, and
that
you're making good seafood
choices. That's my
cousin
in there!
Jimmy!
Jimmy's in the cafeteria right now!
I feel like the fishes that they have in that big circular thing in the middle are not fishes that are normally placed on a plate.
No, that is true. That giant ocean tank, which is our largest exhibit, 200,000 gallons, has over 600 animals in it. Really cool exhibit.
Man, I want to swim in there.
Yes.
Wow.
Those turtles are awesome.
The turtles are awesome.
Myrtle.
And
a
fun aquarium fact is that exhibit was built before the rest of the aquarium. So when we built the aquarium in 1969, that giant ocean tank was built first and the rest of the aquarium was built around it.
Huh. Nice.
That is amazing. I
guess
no
you'd
idea.
Have to, wouldn't
what's,
you?
What's the oldest animal in the aquarium? Do you know?
Well, the oldest is, of course, the queen of the aquarium, Myrtle the green
turtle.
Sea turtle.
Yeah, right.
We think she's around 90 years old.
Wow.
She's well over 500 pounds. She keeps that girlish figure with a nice diet of squid and her favorite vegetable, which is Brussels sprouts.
Really?
So, which,
interesting. Go ahead, Myrtle. They're very trendy these days.
Yeah, they are very trendy.
Being old, that leads to my next question. So Deb is from the New England Aquarium. They are celebrating their 50th. Celebrities come to the aquarium all the time. I want to hear the story about Betty White coming to the aquarium.
Oh, Betty White is my all-time favorite celebrity visitor at the aquarium, and she is exactly what you would expect she is. She's an animal lover, so she came in. She wanted to get up close. She wanted the animals to bite her. She is funny. Yeah, I swear, she's funny.
Did she try and ride the whale skeleton that's hanging
that.
Up there?
She would have if we had let her. She was really so cool.
Get up there, Betty!
She's funny. She was irreverent, and if you ever get a chance to get a hug from Betty White, I highly recommend it.
Oh my gosh,
definitely definitely a highlight. Jealous. It was definitely a highlight.
There's a seal in the tank out front. Those are seals, right?
They are harbor seals.
Okay. Is that so? My wife's name is Lana, and every time we go, we see that there's one in there named with the same spelling. And is it Lana or Lana?
Lana.
It is Lana. Okay. Lana. You guys say it incorrectly. Yeah. My wife just wanted me to pass that along to you to fix the poor seal.
Okay.
Name.
I will pass that along.
And what are you guys kicking off with the event tomorrow?
So we're really excited tomorrow, kicking off our 50th. We're going to have some really fun activities on the plaza from 12:30 to 3:30. Fun things for families to do, costume characters. And then we'll be continuing the fun on Saturday with a waterfront workout with Bespoke. And you can go on the waterfront and do a workout and then come into the aquarium as well.
Very cool.
Will the sea lions be working out as well?
Well, if you come into the aquarium, you will see during a training session our sea lions getting some good exercise for sure.
Sea lion yoga. So
it's good stuff.
It's good stuff, yeah.
You know, like they do it with the goats, right?
They got the dad bod's very hot right now, and the sea lions have dad bods. So. Right.
Well, the male sea lions for definitely do. But if you go into that exhibit with the fur seals and the sea lions, I've actually raced one of those fur seals before, and you cannot swim faster than a fur seal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, you get to do so many cool things.
I know. I'm very lucky.
I'm like, just are you hiring?
I want to go swimming. I want to be in with the penguins. I want to swim with the seals.
They have an anaconda there, too.
I just want to do it all.
We have several anacondas.
When I go there, you know, the place where the kids go to touch things?
Oh, yeah. The touch
tanks. I'm always there, and there's always a line of kids, and I'm like,
get out of my way, kids.
I would never do
Auntie
that.
Auntie Kennedy's coming through. Move. Like, I want to touch the stuff.
I just want to touch the stuff.
Get away, kids. I don't have any. Move.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Keep your hand flat.
We'll make room for you.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for coming in. It's awesome.
My pleasure.
We love the aquarium.
Great. Thank you.
Congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more, you can go to New England. I have it up here. I just lost my website.
Fish of the Sea.
NEAQ.org. Yeah, NEAQ.org.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.